Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Now, new customers, when you use promo code DNVR at sign up, all you got to do is place a $5 bet on the NFL this weekend. And when your team wins, you're getting $200 in free bets with code DNVR only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. I am Patrick Lyons.
And I am Susie Hunter. Patrick, we are already starting this Tuesday show off with breaking Rockies news.
We've got a Connor now. Connor Joe is gone. Kojo, no more. We have a Nojo in Nolan Jones. But now, huge news. Well, maybe not huge, but it is news. We'll talk about it in a bit. Connor Siebold.
Yeah.
Acquired for PTBNL or cash considerations.
We'll see.
Player to be named later. We'll talk a little bit about Connor Siebold and where he could possibly fit into the Rockies roster right now. Of course, we got to have our Helton fact of the day.
Have to.
And we're going to look at some Garbage Pail Kids.
Yeah.
You don't know what that is, do you, really?
I don't know what Garbage Pail Kids are. I feel like I've heard that I've heard that name, but like I kind of don't know what they are or what it means. I did catch a glimpse at some of the graphics for today, and I was like, I don't know what I'm looking at.
And they are graphic.
These look weird. They are graphic, yeah.
It's a great way of describing them.
So this will be fun. Is this like an 80s baby thing?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definite 80s, and now's the time for that comeback. Wacky Packages. Wacky Packages, I think, were like in the 70s, and then they came back a few years ago. I bought a box of those cards. It was like MLB Wacky Packages, where each team had two or three different like weird products, like purple toothpaste for the Rockies. Hmm. And it would have like a slogan on, and it's a sticker, but you don't want to take it out of the sticker because why play with the toy when you're a kid? You can put it in a little case and then go get it graded, and now it's worth even more, and you just took all the fun out of it. But that's kind of what we do as adults.
I guess so, yeah.
That is it. Susie, did you know that if Todd Helton gets into the Hall of Fame, still at 79.6%, mm-hmm. he would be the first Todd in the Hall of Fame. Let's go.
Actually, I did not know that. So that is a very cool fact.
I think so.
It is about time for Todds to be represented.
Yes, he would be the fourth Helton. No, he would be the first Helton. But the Todd part, I think, I found that to be interesting. Mm-hmm. We mentioned this before. There's 56 Hall of Famers who've spent their entire career with one team. Only 269 of the 341 players in the Hall of Fame were players. We're talking about executives, mm-hmm. managers. There's a couple umpires in there. Commissioners. Every commissioner is in the Hall of Fame. So whether you like it or not, I'm not saying this just to you, Susie. This is for everybody. Rob Manfred's going into Baseball Hall of Fame at some point.
That makes me want to be a commissioner, because even if everyone just is like so sick of what I'm doing.
You're not confident.
I'm a Hall of Famer.
You're not confident in your coaching abilities, like to work your way up to the top as a great all-time manager. You're gonna take the easy route and be a commissioner?
I'm gonna take the easy route and be a commissioner. Man.
All right.
Susie for commissioner.
Yeah, 72 executives, managers, umps, commissioners. So 21% of the players have played with one team in their entire career, which I actually thought was a lot. That's almost like a fourth.
Yeah, because you really don't see a lot of guys spending their whole career with one team.
No, like of like recent players come to mind, Buster Posey, Yadier mm-hmm. Molina, they just retired. Adam Wainwright is one of those guys. Kershaw, Trout, Votto. I don't know if he'll get in. He's mm-hmm. been with one team his whole career. Jose Altuve, we don't know about him getting in. Jose Ramirez still has a way to go for his pedigree. Salvador Perez, again, same thing. These guys are on the cusp so far, but they've all been with one team. Should also be noted when talking about players who've been with one franchise their entire career. Charlie Blackmon, been in the bigs with the Rockies since 2011, was drafted, I want to say it was 2007, so he's one of the longest tenured people with one organization in all of baseball. There's only four players who are still with the same team that debuted before him. That's it.
Who? Name them.
Kershaw, Wainwright, Trout, and Votto, I think, are those four guys. So Steven Strasburg is one of them. Yeah, so Charlie. Charlie is, he's that guy. So that's their fun fact of the day, Todd Helton.
That was would be a the fun only Todd. Fact.
Well, today is January 17th. It's the 17th. It's the day. Yes. It's his day. So I didn't want to overwhelm too much with the numbers. I thought we'd play on the fun side as far as being
that.
A guy who's been with one team his whole career. Again, you think of Todd Helton, you can't go, well, he did have that period of time where he was on this team or that. Only was a Rocky. So that's kind of a rarity for guys to be with one team. He'd be the 57th to do that. So wow. Kind of like that.
I hope it freaking happens.
I went down a rabbit hole in talking and looking at like players who've been with one organization and their ages and stuff. The oldest Florida Marlin is Charlie Huff. He was a knuckleball pitcher born in 1948. So he's about 74-ish. Mm-hmm. But found a site that broke it down into individual team names. So they haven't always been the Florida Marlins.
Yeah.
They're now the Miami Marlins. So in the age of the Miami Marlins, do you know who the oldest Miami Marlin is that's alive right now?
No.
Ichiro Suzuki is the oldest Miami Marlin. He's gonna be 50 this year, which is kind of old.
Gosh.
I mean, I gotta be careful with that. But I mean, 50, he's not a young man, we'll say that. But as far as players who've played under the banner of the Miami Marlins, he's the oldest. For the Cleveland Guardians, it's Brian Shaw, because it's really who played with him last year, right? Yeah. He's the only one. So there's a go Rockies, former guy. Went down another rabbit hole. Oldest living former ball player. I did not check the obituaries this morning to make sure that this guy was still alive, but you are going to right now. Art Schalek, 98 years young, turns 99 in April. He's the oldest living former ball player. These are the websites that I go to in the off season. I love that. He's the oldest New York Yankee, oldest Baltimore Oriole. Willie Mays, he's 91. He is the 50th oldest player.
All right, it seems like Art Schalek is still alive today.
All right. Did you check Twitter for the big Art Schalek?
I'm going to double check Twitter.
We're not hoping for this. Why am I putting my foot in my mouth on that? Hall of Famers of the day. Let's talk about relievers. What's your stance on reliever, Susie? Like when it comes to maybe the Cy Young Award, MVP Award, it's not a position, it's a role, right?
Yeah.
You're a pitcher, but you're doing it for one inning at a time. You're doing it for three outs. Mm-hmm. When the game is on the line, sure, but you're doing it for one inning versus a starting pitcher's doing it for five, six. It's a role, it's a position. I don't know.
You know
they
what?
Get overvalued.
It's a duty. And I don't think it is overvalued. Think about how valuable Daniel Bard has been.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, no, he's been fantastic, especially that comeback, man, since 2020, man. He's been fantastic. So let's talk about a couple of the relievers. Billy Wagner is one of those guys, 16 seasons with Houston. You remember him with the Phillies a little bit. Mm-hmm. Mets, Boston, Atlanta, 7-time All-Star. Final season was as a 38-year-old. He was an All-Star that year. Like, he still had some gas left in the tank, I feel like. Twice he received Cy Young Award votes. Twice he had MVP votes amongst pitchers with at least 800 innings pitched. You have to sort of set that threshold because otherwise you're going to have a lot of relief pitchers that only did it for a very short amount of time. Mm-hmm. Largest strikeout percentage in baseball, 11.9 strikeouts per 9 innings, or about one-third, 33.2% of all batters he faced. He struck out. Dominant left-handed closer, the best of 800 inning pitchers, best batting average against or worst for the hitters, mm-hmm. 187. Like that, if you were facing Billy Wagner over the course of a game, or if you were against him for every single game, 162, you'd have a 187 batting average.
Oh, that's
not
rough.
Very good.
That's rough.
Yes, that's how good Billy Wagner is.
That's pretty dominant, yeah.
And no, he actually couldn't do that. I don't think anybody can anymore. One of my favorite things about Billy Wagner is how much he overcame in his career or in his life. I mean, he didn't overcome a lot for being like 5'10". That's like my height. But if you think about it, ball players are not 5'10".
We call that a short king now.
Whoa, 5'10 is a short king? I think it's got to be at least 5'6".
You know what?
We need to figure out where the line is.
Maybe I don't know. The cutoff is not 5'6".
5'10"? I'm like 5'10 and a half, 5'11". So I guess I'm okay, but no one's ever called me short necessarily. I guess that's all right. When Billy Wagner was 7 years old, he broke his right arm. He was a righty. Mm-hmm. Then 6 weeks later, after the cast was removed, he broke his arm again. It's like friend fell on his arm. Oh. So he was so frustrated. He channeled all his inner anger and decided, well, I need to play baseball. I'm now left-handed. And so he was born righty, learned how to pitch lefty. Someday he will get into the Baseball Hall of Fame. That's pretty cool,
wow.
Huh?
That's really impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, the knock on him is that he wasn't a big postseason pitcher. He wasn't. He did have a couple blown saves. you know, late in the year when he was with the Mets, he kind of hurt them a little bit from time to time. But according to Jaws, Jay Jaffe's system for win shares, sixth greatest reliever of all time, 422 career saves, sixth most all time, second most for a lefty reliever behind John Franco, a guy who never gets talked about at all, but still most for a left-handed reliever and fifth most all time. Ahead of him, everyone that's ahead of him is in the Hall of Fame, according to Jaws, Billy Wagner. The player who's behind him is not. Great baseball name, Firpo Mayberry. You like that? Firpo Marbury.
What's the origin of that name?
That I do not know. His mother called him Frederick, but he goes by Firpo Marbury. Great pitcher. Maybe he'll eventually get in the Hall of Fame. He pitched like in the 1930s when relief pitchers didn't even exist, so he wasn't really appreciated, didn't come in and save situations quite as much. The save I don't even think was invented at that point. I forget what year the save was invented. That's like a crazy thing to think about. Invented. Like what? Like, yeah, like it was. And then people had to go back and go, oh, got to give him credit for that one. So with that in mind, obviously that's going to tamp down anyone's numbers. Francisco Rodriguez, the other Hall of Fame reliever on the field. We'll get to maybe some off the field stuff. 16 seasons with the Angels, Mets, Brewers. Also, little time with Baltimore, 2 years with the Tigers. Six-time All-Star, two-time Rolieds Reliever of the Year. If they were to rename the Reliever of the Year award, Susie, what would be a good brand sponsorship? Because Rolieds sponsored that. I mean, Pepto-Bismol. What do people need to like relieve them? Beano, maybe? If you have gas, Beano?
You know, yeah, I was going to say, you know, or what kind of relief? You know, like a massage, a shot of tequila.
Could be. Are you into an ad read that I don't know about? Taramana, are you on the books here for The Rock? What's going on? I mean, Pfizer, I'm sure, has a lot of different medications that can provide relief and can save the day. It might be blue. Anyway, but yeah, there's a sponsorship opportunity there if we want to start giving out Reliever of the Year awards.
Icy Hot?
Which they do now. Oh, I like that. That could work.
Actually, I kind of like that. Someone listen to us, please.
I'd be down on that. 437 career saves, fifth most all-time for K-Rod. Won the World Series the same year. Get this. Won the World Series the same year in 2002 that he also pitched in the Futures game. And he was dominant. He was a key player in that bullpen, setting up for Troy Percival. If you remember last summer, and again, the comparisons, take it with a grain of salt, but when I asked Buddy, I was like, Jake Bird, he's gotten your trust right away. He's a guy you're throwing him in big spots. You know you can rely on him. He was performing. Can you remember another time, you know, either in Colorado's tenure, Chris Russon was kind of, you know, one of those guys a little bit early on. Padres, and he had to go all the way back to 2002 with Francisco Rodriguez.
Oh, my gosh.
Because, again, he was a minor leaguer. They're bringing him up. They're putting him in these big spots, and he was dominant. So Futures game to shutting things down against the Giants and Barry Bonds in that same year's World Series, that's incredibly wild. One of the big knocks on him, he does have two domestic violence incidents. Which came during a time in which that wasn't like a big thing. That wasn't discussed quite as much, but they did happen. One, I think, with a girlfriend's father. So he would be the first Venezuelan pitcher in the Hall of Fame were he to get in, and only the second Venezuelan after Luis Aparicio. So that's one of those things. There are some players where the domestic violence stuff follows them around. Same thing like PEDs. And then there are other players in which it's on their record, but no one really discusses it. Some people aren't aware of it. Same thing with PEDs. They might not be aware of those connections. And so it would not surprise me if there are some voters out there that could vote for him, but probably don't want to vote for an offender of domestic violence. And yet they check his name off on the ballot.
I mean, you know, the character clause is important.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah. Baseball has done a better job. I still think they probably can do an even better job with things like that. I don't think we could do a better job at having amazing watch parties and amazing events here.
That was a tough transition, Patrick.
At the DNVR bar. Look, there's nothing tough about hanging out on the corner of Colfax in New York. Not the actual corner, but the business inside at the corner, especially next Tuesday, because we're having that watch party for Todd Helton.
This is going to be such a fun party.
It's going to be amazing. We're opening the doors a little bit early, 3:30. Get down here. The announcement's probably going to be pretty close to 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. If you're a member or if you're a diehard, you know you're getting that 15% off all your food and drink. Get 20% off at DNVR Locker as well. Mm-hmm. We're even going to be giving a shirt away, you know, at this watch party. It's going to be great. All the little ballots, things for you to vote on when you come on down. It's almost the unofficial start of the season.
Yeah, we just started like kind of really planning this event
it's earlier exciting.
Today. And I'm excited just like kind of thinking about all the fun things we're going to do. It's been a while since we've been able to like really like hang out in a baseball setting.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, the bar was undergoing all the construction last summer.
Yeah.
So that kind of took away that opportunity. So we're going to do a lot more of that. And it all gets started next Tuesday, 3:30 at the DNVR bar. Again, if you're a diehard, you can tap into the Diehards Only Discord. You're also getting 20% off all of our tailgates, all the party bus stuff. We'll have all of that coming this summer for the Rockies as well. So that's the way to go with that at the DNVR. 2239 East Colfax Ave. Do you have the address down in memory yet?
I was going to ask you if you know the address. I don't know our address.
2239
East Colfax Ave. If it was like gun to head, like Susie, what is the address? DNVR might be like Colfax in York. That's it.
I
don't know.
I hope no one puts a gun to your head. But you know what? If they do, you need to contact Backus and Shanker. Because when you get hurt, Backus and Shanker is here to help. Backus and Shanker wins for Colorado families. Seriously. They help those who've seriously been injured or threatened in Colorado for more than 25 years. It's free. Their service is free until they win your case. It's free until they win any money for you. No upfront fee to speak with them about your case. No fee while they work on your case. No fee unless they win your case. Win money for you. That's what they are all about. Backus and Shanker has won over $1 billion for their clients. And now they've got even more locations all around Colorado. Neighborhood offices in Denver, Aurora, Inglewood, Fort Collins. Backus and Shanker has the strength and power to win your case. More than 30 lawyers and 100 staff. Backus and Shanker helps with all kinds of injury cases where you weren't at fault. Car accidents, motorcycles, rideshare, pedestrian, trucks, gun to the head? Probably. We can even help if you're injured at work. Call them at, Susie, I know you're not.
I actually know the phone number.
I was going to say.
Yeah. I don't know the address of where I work, but I know the Backus and Shanker phone number.
I did want to insult you and say you're not good with numbers. You're good with numbers. Memorization. Look, we all have our weak spots. You don't have the address memorized, but I bet you do have their phone number memorized.
It's 222-2222.
It's that simple, folks.
Super easy to remember.
Simple phone number. Simple folks that are going to help you out. Backus and Shanker. 222-2222. I love that. And I love DraftKings Sportsbook. That's where I go to get all my action on the NFL this weekend. I am feeling some ways about the New York Football Giants. More because they're just a good team. It has nothing to do with their team that they're playing. But look, if you are out there and you want to make a bet, because we're getting one step closer. I don't really know who they're playing. So
they are playing the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, the Eagles.
And I invited you to my dinner party about it, and you have not responded yet, so.
When my Eli Manning jersey comes in, then I will be a yes. But
you're
not invited
if you're wearing a Giants jersey.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. This isn't an Eagles podcast, though. Not officially.
I mean, but it's not an Eagles podcast.
You are not going to have an amazing time on the lead up to Super Bowl 57 because all you got to do is use code DNVR when you sign up first time users. You place a $5 bet on any NFL team this weekend. And when they win for you, even if they're the big favorite, you don't have to go underdog. Just go with the favorite. Go with the Lions. That's fine because you make that $5 bet. And when they win, boom, $200 in free bets. They've also got the same game parlays that are fantastic. They're stepped up same game parlays, which means you can add a couple legs, and with each leg, you add up to 100% on that. It's fantastic.
Love a leggy bet.
Love a leggy bet.
Love a leggy bet.
Absolutely. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code DNVR. New customers, place a $5 bet on any NFL team to win this weekend. Boom, when they win, and they're going to win for you because you've got that vibe. You're watching this show. You're getting our vibes. Mm-hmm. So when you win, $200 in free bets with code DNVR, only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
Thank you, Patrick. I have to say, that ad read was full of just like A-plus transitions. You really out-pattied yourself.
Yes, and Connor Siebel might be a great transitional candidate to go from pitching in the AL East to the NL West, a guy who was a third-round pick in 2017, originally drafted by the Philadelphia Phillies. Yes.
No way.
Yeah, he was part. Yeah, well, I can't remember the trade that he was originally in. We're doing this right as the news broke. Mm-hmm. But it was two relievers that went from Boston to Philadelphia. Philly was in dire need of some help, and so they shipped two prospects Boston's way last season, or rather 2021. Was a guy who's been a top 30 prospect in the past. In fact, in 2021, he was the 11th best prospect according to Baseball America in Boston's system. Last year, dropped to 23 by the end of the year. So he's been a starter, at least in the bigs and in the minors. So he could be another one of those candidates possibly battling for the fifth spot in the rotation. You know that. It's going to be Marquez, Freeland, and Jose Urania as 1-3 with Senzatella out. And then 4 and 5 is going to be a battle. Obviously, Feltner and Gomber have the leg up. We actually have an article over at thednvr.com. Unlocked for you to check out. Kind of the first roster projection, seeing where the rotation's at. Everyone is going to be in the lineup. Infielders, outfielders, you name it. But there's going to be a battle, and Siebold could be in that.
Do you want to know how Siebold ended up from Philly to Boston?
What was the trade?
He was part of the trade that got Nick Pivetta to Boston. So this was August 2020. Red Sox traded right-handed pitcher Brandon Workman and right-handed pitcher Heath Hembree to the Phillies in exchange for Nick Pivetta and Connor Siebold.
There you go. That was the deal. Yeah, Siebold, the Rockies still need some depth at Triple A Albuquerque, so we'll kind of wait and see what happens. He's got big league experience, so you like that. Yeah. 11.290 ERA, small sample size in 18 innings.
He bounced between the Worcester Red Sox, the Woo Sox, as they're called locally, and the Red Sox last season, a whole bunch.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's he is an interesting name, and I believe he'll be, of course he's on the 40-man roster, so that that does take the roster to 40. Mm-hmm. So now, if the Rockies, well, they can't sign Carlos Correa like we were talking about last week. And then Nick Mears, you know, gets dropped. Like, that would obviously be unfortunate. So, yeah. Oh, yeah, it was Carlos Correa and Zach Greinke. They sign those two guys. They got to cut one. And you hope it's not going to be Nick Mears because he already got dumped for Nathan Eovaldi. So, Connor Siebold, all right, we see you.
We see you, Connor Siebold. Tomorrow. His birthday's coming up.
Love that.
24th.
There you go.
What sign is that, Patrick?
All I know is that's the day of our watch party. So I'm just pumped about that.
It's Aquarius. Aquarius. It's Aquarius.
All right. Aquarius's unite. Tomorrow's show, David Laurel is going to be on from FanGraphs. He covers the Boston Red Sox. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk with him a little bit about Connor Siebold. Get the lowdown on that young man.
Get the gossip.
Yeah. Rockies.
Find out his birth time. Continue. Rockies.
I think you're the only one that keeps track of that. I'm still waiting for you to share that Excel spreadsheet, by the way.
Which one?
About the times of birth.
Oh, yeah, I'm working on it.
Speaking of young men, Robert Callis, 17-year-old power-hitting outfielder, center field type, raw power, raw speed on the base pass, big international free agent signing as the international signing period did just start on Sunday. It used to be July 2nd. After the pandemic, that ended up getting shifted around. That's basically where 16-year-old kids internationally can get signed. They are not subject to any exact signing figures like in the MLB draft. It's something that MLB would like to have, an international draft for things like this. But he gets $1.7 million reportedly to sign with the Rockies. It's the second biggest contract they've handed out internationally after Dian George. I think he got $2.8 million last year, Cuban shortstop. Mm-hmm. Adel Amador, 4 or 5 years ago, got $1.6 million. So this is the second highest. It's huge. It's still, though, Susie, it's still pending physical. Now we know the importance.
Every time I hear the words pending physical, I'm not going to lie, my blood pressure goes up a little bit.
Pending physical. Absolutely. That's kind of the thing with that. Yeah, Dominican Republic is where he's out of. 24th best prospect according to MLB Pipeline. Rockies also signed four other players for more than $300,000. couple good names too of guys that got less than that. Gian Ferrari. Love that name. Johnny Ferrari.
Love that name.
That's a player I got my eye on. Johnny Ferrari.
Johnny Ferrari. Let's go.
That's a great one. A couple other international signing news is the Rangers. They went out and signed Vlad Guerrero Jr.'s brother, or Vlad Guerrero Sr.'s son, who isn't Vlad Guerrero Jr.
Yes.
Following?
Yes, I know who you're talking about.
Well, I tried to make it intentionally complicated. Couldn't fool you, though.
But, you know, I'm keeping track of the whole Guerrero family.
Pablo Guerrero's the guy. Well, this isn't the first time that they've tried this stunt, too, for the Rangers. Because I think it was even last international signing period, they signed Ronald Acuna Jr.'s brother, mm-hmm. or also known as Ronald Acuna Sr.'s son, who isn't Ronald Acuna Jr.
Yes.
So they have a tendency of doing those kind of things. And making it interesting.
You know, it's good genes, you know, just because you don't have the, you know, copy and paste name. You know, you're still getting good genes.
It's true. Juan Soto's brother, Elian, signed with the Nationals.
Wow.
Whoa. Okay, that was a curious one.
Interesting.
They were kind of working on those things. That's, look, the international free agents, it can get a little wild and nefarious. I mean, John Coppolella, we talked about him last week, mm-hmm. the lifetime ban getting lifted. A lot of that had to do with workarounds and trying to get past these restrictions on signing these young guys and taking advantage of the situation. Mm-hmm. I think that's one reason why an international draft possibly could be a really good thing, you know, for these young players.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's necessarily good for the Buscones, the agents down there and the coaches and these different baseball academies and stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's super interesting. Rockies, they've got a lot of money to spend, $5.8 million. That's basically the second tier. So baseball or MLB make sure that teams only have, you know, so much money. So you can't just go out and sign all the best players, because we know the Yankees and Dodgers, they've got that kind of money to do that.
Yeah.
So the small market clubs get about $6.4 million. The next tier of small market clubs, they kind of flip-flop. They get 5.8. That's the Rockies group. Large market clubs get about 5.3 million. And then if you sign a player that got a qualifying offer, you get docked about $500,000. And if you sign a couple of them, you could get docked $1 million. So Angels, Phillies, and Red Sox, you know, they signed what? I think Syndergaard, Castellanos, and Trevor Story last offseason.
Yeah.
That penalty shows up now. They've got 4.6 million. Dodgers and Rangers have just 4.1 million. $500 million on shortstops will do that. That's the Rangers penalty there for those guys.
Yeah.
And Dodgers, they signed one in Freddie Freeman, but the other $500,000 penalty is because they were over the luxury tax threshold. So they only have so much money to spend with that. Ethan Salas was the big signing for the Padres.
Have you seen him in interviews?
No, I have not, actually.
Okay, so he was on MLB Network yesterday, on Monday. His English is perfect.
Really?
Perfect English. He is, and he's 16 years old. He's so confident in interviews. Like, he's just like so, and that's hard. I mean, that's got to be so hard to, you know, be on national TV at that age.
That's wild. Oh, and it was live. It was a live interview.
It was live. Yeah.
Wow. That's super
impressive. Really impressive. I was just also so shocked, but you know, his, I know he has family who has been part of various, you know, MLB systems.
Sure.
His brother plays in,
he's got good denim. I think the Marlins system, right? Jose Salas?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think he's in the Marlins system. But yeah, the Ethan Salas, perfect English. I was so impressed.
Wow, $5.6 million.
Yes.
That was almost the Padres' entire pool. They had $5.8 million. They spent $5.6 on what's considered to be one of the best catching prospects in a while. So
yeah.
It's only one guy. And so that's the thing with the Rockies. They've been very conservative, and they've kind of just spread the money out. They've been a little bit more aggressive and targeting these, you know, higher profile names. And all right, they're not putting all their eggs in one basket, because they've got $5.8 million to spend, mm-hmm. and only $1.7 goes to this one player, but they're doing that more. Amador, Dian George, now here with Robert Callis. So I like that they're being more aggressive on the international front.
I want to see the Rockies be so aggressive. I would just love to see, like, a lot of aggression from the Rockies.
I love that. But some people are aggressive when they don't get their first cup of coffee in the morning.
Oh.
But the solution for that is Athletic Greens, because you get such clarity with one scoop of Athletic Greens each and every morning, because it contains 75 high-quality vitamins, whole foods, source superfoods, probiotics, minerals. Tiffany, what's your favorite ingredient? What's your favorite thing in the Athletic Greens? Are you a whole foods, source superfoods kind of gal? Adaptogens? Are you adaptogens, Tiff? We need to have an official nickname.
I can't take you seriously. You love
yes, I love the green tea extract and like all of like the kind of
green
like,
tea Tiff.
Yeah, green tea.
Green tea Tiff there in the house. Go. That's
what
it.
I used to make it as a bartender all the time too, so that works.
Wait, oh yes.
would you use athletic greens to in a mix at a bar?
Oh.
Or it would just be the green tea extract?
Probably just the green tea, yeah.
Oh, well, we need a new... I mean,
but maybe like a post...
Yeah.
Maybe like a... You come in Sunday morning...
Yes, for brunch.
Some like athletic greens.
It gets your gut health going.
Almost like a Bloody Mary, but with athletic greens.
Look, this is the crossover that we need.
That sounds terrible.
That kind of does that all.
No. It. Look, the bottom line is your body will appreciate that, especially when you're on the road or if you're not eating well. It puts you in that positive area even before your day begins. And if you are traveling and you are going to be out on the road, they want to hook you up with 5 free travel packs. All you got to do is go over to athleticgreens.com/Rockies. They're also giving you a free 1-year supply of immune supporting vitamin D. Just go to athleticgreens.com to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. If you need the chompers worked on, the dental stuff, speaking of green things, Green Mountain Dental Group, 15 yes. minutes outside of downtown Denver.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy. Book an appointment, exam, x-ray, cleaning. If you do that, and also mention us at DNVR Sports, you can get a free set of bleach trays and good ones, not ones that are going to make your teeth feel sensitive and hurt.
Oh, yeah. So many bleach trays, white strips too, can make your teeth so sensitive. So why not just get the good stuff from real dentists?
Yeah. No, they know. It's like it's tried and true. Like obviously, mm-hmm. they're not going to, you know, put their stamp of approval on something that they also don't use. And same thing with us. Yeah. We use Green Mountain Dental Group. Mm-hmm. Like we've had a couple of molars and wisdom teeth extracted over the years.
Not us personally.
No, not us. Us as a company.
Us as a company.
Our
yes.
collective dental records here at DNVR.
They put us all in one folder.
Exactly. I've got a spreadsheet with it, basically, if you wanted to see that ever, Susie. I'd be glad to share that.
That's definitely a HIPAA violation, Patrick.
All right. What I do not want to share is my Garbage Pail Kids. Because...
Oh, no.
GPK, you don't know anything about Garbage Pail Kids. I love that. That's good.
Okay.
That'll be good for explanations. Tiffany, do you know green tea, Tiff? Do you know anything about Garbage Pail Kids?
No, I noticed that they look like Cabbage Patch Kids.
Okay, there we go. So that was the start. So
are
Cabbage
they like
Patch
evil
Kids.
Evil Cabbage Patch Kids?
They are exactly that.
Oh.
They look like Goosebumps meets Cabbage Patch Kids.
I like Goosebumps, yes.
I didn't
R.L.
like
Stein
Goosebumps.
Situation.
Too spooky.
Yeah, I didn't like Goosebumps growing
too
up.
Too spooky.
It's definitely a big baby.
Very good. That's a good mashup, yeah. No, it was kind of the brainchild of Art Spiegelman, who was the graphic novelist who wrote Mouse. That was about like mice during the Holocaust.
Oh,
maybe you've seen it or you had to read it in
adorable.
School. Hank, do you ever read Mouse? Oh, you have that look on your face. You're just interested, like, where is this conversation going? Look, we gotta understand the genesis of Garbage Pail Kids. They made it. The cards came out in 85. There was a movie immediately in 1987. It's haunting, like the animatronic.
A Garbage Pail Kid movie?
There was a Garbage Pail Kid
really scary.
Movie. It is, and like if you watch a trailer of it, it's so like dark because it was like a VHS in the 80s, and it just has that 80s look to it.
Uh-huh.
It looks like it's a horror, but it's kind of like a comedy with these people, you know, these kids with oozes coming out of their face,
ew.
And they're Garbage Pail Kids.
Hank, have you heard of Garbage Pail Kids?
No,
yeah,
he wouldn't.
No,
have you heard of Cabbage Patch
it's
Kids?
It's just Patrick and like trying to explain this to us.
Dwayne knows what it is too.
Dwayne knows. Dwayne's all about it. Yeah, no, they there was a lawsuit with Cabbage Patch Kids. And in 1988, since 1988, any export and import of Garbage Pail Kids is banned in Mexico due to the approval of a reform to the export and import law banning all representation of minors, quote, in a degrading or ridiculous manner, in attitudes of incitement of violence, et cetera, et cetera. So if you're watching this down in Mexico, part of the Rocky Mountain region that goes down there, you also don't know. Even if you are a kid, child of the 80s, you don't know what Garbage Pail Kids are.
You know, I like that law.
Yeah, it actually does make sense.
I like that.
Let's jump into it.
Okay,
let's
yeah,
look
I want
to
see
some the,
like, why
so,
we're talking
so
about
actually,
this.
So actually, before we go any further, the reason we're talking about this...
Why are we talking about this?
MLB and Garbage Pail Kids did a mashup because Topps owns Garbage Pail Kids. So they go, oh, we've got to mash these things up. Like I said, with the wacky packages, uh-huh. that was kind of a precursor, I think, to Garbage Pail Kids. And those are fun. I'll have to bring some of those in. We'll have to open up some packs of these. I'm actually kind of excited. I'm like, this could be really neat.
Okay.
It's baseball players as Garbage Pail Kids.
Ooh.
So okay. I don't know the
and
exact.
These are real.
These are real. These We're going to look at them okay. right now on the DVR Sports channel on YouTube. Bobby Bubbles, Mr. Bobby Witt. This one's a little innocuous, right?
Okay, this is fine.
It's kind of cute,
this
right?
This is delightful.
He does have a patch over his eye, which I don't. If you pop too many bubbles, you could lose an eye.
I guess so. Wow, but, be right. careful out there, kids.
His bubble gum explodes on his face. That one is a good kind of
That's
warm-up.
Wholesome enough for me.
Yes. Next one up, we've got Stratosphere Vladimir.
Oh.
Vlad Guerrero pushing a self-destruct button. Again, this was during the era of Cold War. So this is basically almost identical to a real Garbage Pail Kid. They just made it look like Vladimir Guerrero. He pushes the button and boom, the top of his head is blown off.
You know what? With how like chunky, with how chunky he is, he actually, I feel like he looks more like Vlad Jr.
It does. Yeah, I think so.
Am I wrong?
No, I think, did I say senior? I think I'm probably
supposed
to be junior.
It is senior because I don't think Junior was alive yet in the 80s.
Well, no, these are cards just came out.
Wait, these are new?
Yeah. These are brand new.
I'm so confused.
Yes. These Garbage Pail Kids was from the 80s. They brought it back for a mashup for current MLB players.
Okay.
So this next one, you're going to go, oh yeah, obviously this guy wasn't alive in the 1980s. That would be Malleable Miggy, Mr. Miguel Cabrera. Mm-hmm. This one's very deformed. Malleable, so his hands in his face, almost like Beetlejuice.
Ooh,
right?
Yeah.
Shifting the shape of his face with his tongue sticking out. Yeah, it's Garbage Pail Kids. They it's a fun little mashup.
Well, this is confusing that they're picking the first two that you showed me were dudes that have a senior and a junior.
This is true.
So that's why I'm confused.
Yeah, I get that. Yes, Bobby Wood Jr., Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Now we're picking up steam here. Are we going to get flagged for this, by the way? Next one up is O'Neal Cruise missile.
Oh.
His torso has exploded off of the lower half of his body. Again, this is a takeoff of another kind of classic Garbage Pail Kid, but they retroactively did it. O'Neal Cruz hasn't like done much in his baseball career, and yet he's a guy that has to go in to the set.
You know what? Because you can just tell he's a star already.
There's no Rockies, unfortunately, in this set.
No, Rockies.
It's a small set. It's a small set.
How small are we talking, Patrick?
Juan of the Dead. We've got Juan Soto. This is actually one of my favorites. It looks so sharp with the purple in the background.
Ooh.
His face is melted off. I'm not as comfortable talking about these as much as I am looking at
them.
Yeah,
I mean, like, there's a lot of oozing happening, but other than that, like, love the wordplay.
What bone is he holding in his hand as a bat? Is that like a femur?
Oh,
perhaps.
Yeah, that looks like a femur.
It's a very long bone.
That looks like a femur to me. You can see the hip socket.
That's the most painful bone to break, I think, in the
it's
body.
It's the hardest bone to break.
Wow.
It's if you broke your femur, something very bad happened to you.
All right, so Juan Soto, we got him.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, now we got the superstar guys. These are fantastic looking. We've got ourselves Mr. Julio Rodriguez, Hot Rodriguez.
Oh, he's traveling so fast in his hot rod that his like eyes are popping out of his head.
They're bugging out, caps flying off, flames coming out the back. This one's one of the coolest ones, I think.
He's a little scary for me. Too spooky.
A little scary?
Too spooky. I'm really scared right now.
It is a little bit for that. We've got more of those. We've got Mike Trout. We've got Aaron Judge. These should sell like hotcakes, especially for the parents that are buying them for their children.
Yeah, who want to... oh my gosh, how cute.
This one looks like a lamp. Also, this one is autographed. Not actually. This isn't like any kind of NFT. But they've made these, so Julio Rodriguez has actually seen these. He signed it. It was like, all right. So this is him looking like a lamp with a light bulb coming out of
his
mouth
adorable.
Lit up. That one's kind of cool. Aaron Judge, a.k.a. Aaron Sludge.
I don't like this one.
His body
all.
Is melting. This is bothering you.
I don't like this okay. one bit. Tiff, take it off the screen. It's
this
too
next
spooky.
One, not as bad.
Oh.
Aaron Apple. Aaron Judge, his head is an apple, but there is a worm that is chewed through his head. But the worm does have a Yankee cap on.
Yeah. Actually, this one's really cute.
I think
he's got the buck
disturbing.
Teeth. How cute.
Yeah. And that very much looks like a Cabbage Patch Kid kind of face. Modeled Mike, so similar to the Miguel Cabrera one. Mike Trout's head has melted off of his head. It is like modeling clay.
No, thank you.
Are you pretty sick?
Yeah, this is really gross.
Can we get a shot at Susie? Go back to what you were looking at with your arm just kind of clutched into your chest. Like, you're very upset. Like, oh, that's the face of someone who opens up a pack of Garbage Pail Kids.
Yeah, I'm like really, I'm kind of grossed out by these.
You need to like pull your sweater up over your face. Like, you've just hiding in your sweater.
I was pretty disturbed making them. Like, after making them, I was like, I feel sick.
Thankfully, we don't have a proper HR department or I could be in trouble. But it's for the show. It's for the show. Yeah. There's one more Mike Trout one, right? Modeled Mike. And then this one's kind of similar to the Vladimir Mike. Guerrero.
Okay, this one's fine. Except his eyeball exploded out of his head. Yeah, that's gross, too.
That's not good. But, Susie, I thought, you know what? Let's take it to the next level. Because
the next level?
If
I can barely handle this level.
If baseball players and MLB, they can have their own card, it's really only fitting that we on the show also have our own cards.
Yeah.
Because they did them for like every name possible. So Tiffany has the Tiffany lamp, which looks a lot like the Julio Rodriguez one.
Oh, so there's Tiffany.
Cute. Different spelling, but it's a Tiffany lamp. Not approving of that. Yeah, that was, yours is mild, Tiffany.
I think yours is cute.
Yours isn't grotesque.
It's a terrifying doll. Do you see her eyes? Those are terrifying.
They are a little beady.
Oh, you know,
looking.
Now that I can see she's like real, real dead in the eyes, you know?
Okay, wait
and
a
that's
minute.
That's not you.
I also am noticing something too. look at those lively eyes. If we go back to that picture, the light bulb is lit up.
Oh,
but it's not plugged in.
It's not plugged
okay,
in.
Okay, now this is
she's
not good.
She's haunted.
Tiffany's smashing the desk. She's so afraid. Next one up, we've got, I'm not sure what our next one is going to be. Protein Patrick. I actually love this one.
What
like,
is this?
I'm like, all right, I enjoy my protein. Got to get your pro in. This little caveman guy, he's getting his protein through his ants. So he's, you know, using a tool that's, you know, primates. Look at the look on his face. Primates put their stick in the hole. They pull it out. There's a bunch of ants on it. You got to get your protein, man. Protein Patrick. I like this one.
Okay.
All right. next one up. Patrick Piñata, very violent.
Oh my gosh.
I am being beat up by a child, brains everywhere.
Oh, ew. Oh my God, your guts are all over too.
I don't, there's some candy in there. If you want to weed through some, you know, small, large, lower, upper intestines, you're going to get a couple lollipops in there. I'm cool with that. Now you're just speechless. Susie, you're up last.
No.
You're up last. Yes. We've got Uzi Susie as a candle. You're melting.
Oh.
And we also have Chopped Susie, where you are a hand puppet that's holding a chainsaw and you have dismembered yourself from the arm at which you are attached. So you're now a sentient puppet.
Is Chopped Susie Chopped already Susie. A real Garbage Pail Kid? Because that's not how I spell my name.
No, we couldn't get one with the Susie Hunter name on it.
Oh, okay.
And we're in the works to get a specialized Susie Hunter version.
Suing everyone.
What's funny is like people now will get bobbleheads that look like them.
I have a bobblehead that looks like me.
I love that. We should be able to now in 2023, do we not have the Garbage Pail Kid technology to not have all our own Garbage Pail Kids? Tiffany's down for it. See, she was scared a second ago, but now she's up for it.
There are definitely AI generators that could easily make DNVR Garbage Pail Kids.
Oh, AI generator, Susie Hunter, Garbage Pail Kid mashup. Send it to us on Twitter at DNVR _Rockies, or you could send one to me at Patrick D. Lyons on Twitter.
Do not send me any of these, but you can find me on all platforms at The Susie Hunter.
Again, that's at The Susie Hunter for all the AI generated Garbage Pail Kids. This has been interesting.
I'm quitting the show after this.
Just slinking down. You are so fatigued from all that.
I'm like actually a little nauseous.
A lot of physical work. This is the most physical we've had yet.
I am actually a fantastic physical comedian. Thank you for asking.
This is an all-timer. We've set the bar high, but you know what they say about this kind of crazy momentum that we've got, though?
Patrick, what do they say about momentum?
They say it's only as good as your next show, so we will talk to you tomorrow at 11 a.m. on the DNVR Sports channel with David Lorela on YouTube. We'll see you.